daría mi vida, abeja reina, con tal de darte, abeja reina, lo que quería.
Oh, yes. It's true. If you're hearing that, you know it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm sitting in my car. I am now getting out of my car. And where are we today? Well, today we are at OPPD, the Arboretum, because it rained pretty much all day yesterday. And they've even got the sprinklers on here. And so we're out looking for fungus today. And this could be a trick, because this place is packed. Well, actually, it doesn't matter how many people are here, because we're looking for mushrooms. As I stand on the first footbridge and look down, there's a lot of water in the little creeks. So that's good. It is Sunday. It's a beautiful day. It's partly cloudy. It's about 65 degrees, and we've had 60-degree temperatures for at least a day, so we've got good opportunity to find some fungus today. Here's a kid with his bike. I'm walking up Marmot Alley, so we're going to check some marmot holes while we're here. I really don't think we're going to see any dudes in here today, just because there's so many people. Probably more people than I've ever seen here before. That hole has not been cleared. There have been no matis all year in this area, which is really unusual. So we almost always have matis here. Now this hole, I know there's a hole back there, but these bushes are big enough that I can't see back in there. Oh, I doubt there's any matis in there. There's so many people here that there's only about three empty parking places. And I want to look around the base of this pine tree, because there used to be bird's nest mushrooms under this tree in past years, but not today. Okay, so this means it is time to head into the forest. I got my little camera. I gotta change my sunglasses out, put on my mushroom glasses. Alright. And now we walk over the next footbridge into the forest proper. Yeah, there's water in this little creek too. That's good news. Okay, so where could our mushroom buddies be? I'm scanning the forest floor. There's lots of leaves down. There's nobody in the forest back here. They're all, you know, elsewhere. What was that smell? Huh. I don't know. Okay, so walking down this little path here. Actually, it's not that little. It's pretty big. And I'm just remembering that the last thing I saw on the TV before I walked out was that new Soul commercial that I really like. You know, that ugly car that they always have the hamsters advertising? Well, the new commercial, you've probably seen it, opens in a neonatal ward. And a nurse notices that a baby named Turbo is missing. She hits the panic button. Motorhead's The Ace of Spades starts up. And then you hear somebody scream, "There he is!" And this baby hamster in a diaper comes running on his hind legs around the corner, top speed. They chase the baby hamster around. He makes it to the roof. He grabs a blanket or something, jumps off the roof, uses the blanket as a parachute, and lands right in the sunroof, the open sunroof of a Plymouth Soul driven by some adult hamsters. And they drive off, commercial over. I think that's the coolest thing ever, because I like, one, hamsters. I like it when people escape from hospitals. And I think Motorhead is the just about the best soundtrack to that action. All right, so I'm standing here at that pile of mulch where we've usually have been finding mushrooms back here. And there ain't Jack. Well, that's not true. There's two, three, there's a couple of old ones. There's about three Japanese parasols on here. Not an impressive start. I could have sworn we were going to find some good stuff here today. So we keep moving. We got to find us some good old funky mushrooms. Well, we're up to one species. How many species will we find today? I thought we were going to find a boatload, so I would have said like 10. But we're not doing so great. Okay, I want to go over to this bridge, but I can't because, like I said, the entire Women's Photographic Union is out here today. And so that's going to take a while. But here on this stump right here, here's some fresh Auricularia auriculum. So that's good. We're up to two. The species count is two. I think we better head back into the forest. The deeper into the woods we go, the less likely we're going to run into people. Also, I checked my yard yesterday for mushrooms. Because, you know, normally I get all kinds of fun action in my front yard, but nothing as of yet. And I'm really shocked that I'm not finding any of those golf ball mushrooms over here on this path where we normally find them. It got cool enough. Maybe the ground temperature really just still hasn't gotten down to... Well, it should be, though. I don't know. Why is there no fungus out here? I can see little scuffed areas in the path where the mulch has been sort of turned over, and I can see mycelium. There's mycelial growth everywhere. Just no mushrooms, which is really, really bizarre. All right, so here we are now on this sort of main thoroughfare path back here in the forest. This place is always good for some mushrooms. But I'm not seeing any right around here, which is where we normally get something. This is starting to get strange. Huh. Oh, and I watched some football today before I left. I was disappointed. I really think Everton should have done better. Speaking of doing better, Crystal Palace. Oh, man. Still at the bottom of the table. Haven't scored a goal yet. Oh. I think that's the first time in history this has ever happened. I'm slowly walking up this path, scanning back and forth. I can hear squirrels above me grinding on black walnuts. There's, what's that? Well, there's a log that's got some stuff growing on the ends, but no mushrooms yet. Huh. It is a beautiful day. Did I mention this? It's partly cloudy. It's about 65 degrees Fahrenheit. And it is very damp. Damp, damp, damp. Damp enough that I'm shocked. Shocked, I say. To not find any mushrooms just popping up. We should have flushes of all kinds of stuff. Where are my mushrooms? Where could they be? I'm being extra slow. I'm walking as slow as I can. See, look at this. Look at this. Ooh, wait. What was that sound? That sounded like something big moving through the forest. Okay, here we go. Finally. Here's a golf ball. And when I say golf ball, I don't actually mean a golf ball. I mean one of those big white mushrooms. The cap hasn't opened up yet, so it just looks like this white ball, although this one isn't very round. This is what I was expecting to see. Are we going to see more of these tomorrow? Still, you know, no cap, just this white blob. And there's only one of them. Shouldn't there be a flush? Shouldn't there be a half a dozen of them right around here? No, just that one. Okay, so this is kind of weird, but at least we have found three species of mushroom today. I'm turning around and I'm staring into the forest. Did I hear a deer walking around? Did I hear a deer walking on the deer path? Can I go up the deer path yet? No. It's still way too overgrown. As soon as more of these plants die because it's autumn. What is today? The second day of autumn? Third day? I don't know. So we might as well cross the next footbridge. There's water flowing beneath me. There's mud, but I don't see any tracks. I also don't see any mushrooms, but don't really expect to see any down there. And now, we can walk over into the amphitheater. And this is where it's just been a great area for stinkhorns in the last couple years, but none lately. But I am double checking and looking for other mushrooms besides stinkhorns. There's not anything happening around here, or so it would appear. The ground's very soft though, so that's nice. Nope, no mushrooms around here. Okay. Strange. Yeah, shouldn't we have run into some Comprinus by now? At least? Yeah, probably. Where's all the mushrooms? Okay, so back on the main path here. Scanning back and forth. Checking the edges. Okay, here's a stump. What is on this stump? Some old dried up auricularia and one little clump, one teeny tiny little clump of auricularia. Not much to write home about. So the count is still three. That's the second batch of auricularia we have found. All right, come on. Show me some good stuff. Where's all my mushrooms? Jeez, I think we had better luck when we were here when it was hot and it hadn't rained in a while. We had seen more. But look at this. This is just mycelium everywhere. Maybe I'm just ahead of the game. Maybe conditions aren't as good as I think they are. But they will be. Like tomorrow. Is tomorrow the day that's going to be so great for mushrooms? I don't know. But I'll probably be looking for them. Ha ha ha. Because that's what I do. I like to look for mushrooms. Now I'm looking at that stump that's back there in the forest. And usually there's some Caprinus popping up around the stump. I don't see any today, though. Huh. Very strange. I really would have thought we would have found more fungus today. All right, we'll just keep looking. Keep on looking. There's a bug trying to fly up my nose. What else do we got? I'm slowly approaching the witch's butter tree. Looking around, scanning the ground. Not finding any signs of any other action. Okay, so before we check the tree, I'm noticing I don't even see any Xylaria. This area used to be covered in Xylaria. Yeah, here's a little bit, but I mean, one couple of little sprouts here in this area, that this whole thing, this like 12 yards right here, was just used to be covered in this stuff. Is it possible that we got too much rain? I don't think so. It didn't rain that much. All right, let's go back to our witch's butter tree. Yeah, there's some stuff forming down here by the base. Nothing good. Just looks like dried up rubber cement. You know, no crystal clear yellow jelly or anything. Gonna walk around to the back side of the tree here. Well, it wants to do something, but it's just not. Yeah, there's some goop on it, but nothing photogenic. Weird, weird, weird. How come I don't have any mushrooms to find today? All right, and well, since nobody's around, we can just make a quick duck into the forest here and follow this deer path into the secret mushroom area where we find morels in the spring. What will we find back here today during the fall? The path is kind of sticky, but not muddy. So you'd think, oh yeah, ideal mushroom conditions. Because that's what I'm thinking. But I am not seeing anything. I'm not expecting to find morels. I know better. It is not morel season. I just want to find something. There's birds back here messing around. Are these birds eating my mushrooms? Oh, here's a little plastic booze bottle. I want this bottle. So I picked it up. Okay. Yeah, earlier this year, back in April, right here is where we found a half a dozen morels or so. There's nothing growing here now, though. What is up with the lack of fungus around here today, kids? Well, maybe we should go further up the path here. Oh. There's one of those big woodpeckers sitting on a tree. That reminds me of something else. There was woodpeckers on my deck this morning. Going tack, 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 tack. Checking my deck for bugs. I forget what those kind of woodpeckers are called. Not rufous woodpeckers. It's not coming to me. So I'm just sort of walking up the deer path here. And this is really nice because this is a very narrow path. I'm in forest. I've got a lot of ground cover, but still, I'm not seeing jack, and there should be mushrooms growing around here. I have found plenty of mushrooms in the past back in here. What are these birds doing? The birds are flying around being a little weird. That's okay. What else we've got going on? Well, last night I got to watch another episode of Lupin. Lupin the Third, Part 4. It was a pretty good episode. Rebecca got kidnapped. And of course, Lupin and Jigen had to come up with a plan. Oh, Goemon was in this one too, but he didn't do anything too significant. I can't believe I'm not finding more fungus. All right, well, let's just come up here and check these logs. Come on, logs, give me some fungus. Logs, 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 logs. Nothing on this log. What about this log over here? Huh, nothing. You know, I was hoping to find something cool on these logs, like Harrisium or some corals or something. Not a dang thing. I'm checking every possible spot. I wonder if we should go up here a little bit further. Can I go up further? Yeah, we can get up here a little bit further and see if we can find anything on these logs. No, not that one. What about this guy up here? What was that sound? I'm so close to the interstate that the traffic noise is throwing me off. There's a few mosquitoes back here. And there's just nothing on this log. Ugh, the mosquitoes are trying to get me. And I can't really go any further. Well, maybe I can. Yeah, get around. Here we go. There's another log up here. Can't really see. Here's a better vantage point. Yeah, no. Again, no fungus. Yada yada. Why are we not finding any mushrooms? The conditions are, well, I thought the conditions were ideal. We should be finding all kinds of crazy stuff. Let's walk up under here. Can we get out through the sumac today? Or we gotta turn around? Well, we can kinda get out of here, I think. Yeah. So I'm walking under a canopy of sumac. It's kind of neat. I don't see any droops. I would love to harvest some sumac. I'm not sure when it flowers, though. Because I just want to get some sumac to sprinkle it on my chicken. No sumac today. No droops. Boy. Now I got a duck. Yeah, okay, and now we're out. These are all new sumac plants. And now we're out of the forest, out of the sumac, and heading back towards the main path. There's nothing. There's a guy walking a very large dog. I'll go this way. I'm shocked. I just smelled something very minty. I'm shocked. Where's all the fungus? How come I'm not finding any mushrooms? Alright, well. Wait, here's some sumac drupes. Look how red they are. Okay. Good to know. Might come back for some of this stuff. When nobody's looking. Not that anybody would care if I took a bunch of sumac. The droops, any hoops. But I'm still concentrating on mushrooms. I'm walking down the path here, looking from side to side. Now, this path is covered with, you know, bark mulch, chopped up trees, and usually along the edge of the path in these shady spots like here, we find lots of different kinds of mushrooms. But we are not finding jack. Not finding anything today. And I was excited. I was excited this morning. I got up, you know, because we didn't find anything yesterday, and I thought, okay, we've given them time to grow. Temperature is stabilized. There's plenty of moisture. It even rained some more. And then, of course, I thought, yeah, it's going to be terrible at OPPD because there's going to be tons of people there, and we'll have all the baby photographers out and all that stupid stuff. And I thought, no, but I'm going to put up with it because there's going to be tons of mushrooms out there today. Blah, blah, blah. Let's go. Gung ho. Get in the car. Let's rock. Yeah. And then I get here. Only to be laughed at by the mushroom gods. That's what I was telling my cat. Last night, you know, I had the doors and windows open because it was so cool. And it was raining and there was big lightning and thunders. And my cat was freaking out. And I kept reassuring her, no, it's okay. It's just the gods making mushrooms. And of course, I end up being wrong. No mushrooms to be found anywhere. Oh, here comes another doggy. It's dog day here at OPPD. Maybe I need to get me a dog so I can find some mushrooms. Train a dog to find all my favorite mushroom species. It wouldn't be too hard. Well, I'm working my way back down the path, heading towards the amphitheater. We've already walked up here, and there's just... I can't believe there's nothing out here. I'm almost to the point where I'm angry. I'm angry that there's no mushrooms when there should be tons. And now we found were the three most typical species. Oh, it's kind of annoying. Yada, yada, yada. So anyway, I suppose we should start wrapping this up, huh? How much time we got left here? Oh, about 30 seconds. All right, well, as I walk back to my car, let me just say that you, my loyal listeners, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a Lack of Mushrooms special that airs every day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Non-Radio. I gotta go home, watch some football highlights, get some food, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ラジオショーレディー